This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I mean, I'm sure some of you are laying on the couch right now going, really? I can't even get up to change this. So you're stuck listening to me because you left it on the channel when you went to bed at night, last night. And, you know, today is Turkey Coma Day. Oh, Black Friday. You know, I don't know, for guys like me who don't like to shop, right? I mean, can you imagine? Send your wives off to the mall, and then you get to do everything that you want to do yesterday but couldn't because family was around, right? You can sit around in your underwear, eat all the food you want. You don't have to hear, are you going to have another one of those? You're really going to put another one of those in your mouth, are you? Hey, a little history. You know, I've been joking with people saying, really, Black Friday? Why aren't people up in arms? Isn't that a politically incorrect way to say it? I mean, it's not considered a happy day by some. Black Friday. Come on, think about that. So what's the real history behind Black Friday? I don't, you know, I went looking around, tried to come up with something that we all could get behind and believe. And apparently, although the term Black Friday might refer to a single day of the year when retail companies finally go into the black, you know, to make a profit. God forbid they should make a profit. Although some of them make way too much of a profit, I get that. The day after Thanksgiving is, of course, when crowds of turkey-stuffed shoppers descend on stores over the country to take advantage of the season's biggest holiday bargains. Some do it on Thursday. And yesterday, if you go back and get the segment, I actually did a whole piece around the stores that did not open on Thanksgiving, and I think you should reward them for that. I think you should thank them for that. It was a day that family was able to hang out with the rest of the family, reconnect. Although I know some of you need the money and you want to get out and you want to go to work, you want to get away from the family. I get that. But you know what? It's too much, man. It's just too, you do have to reconnect. You can't hide from the family the rest of your life. And if you're doing stupid stuff, who better to call you out on it than family? Because they're doing it in love. At least they're not doing it out of just being mean and nasty. But the real story behind Black Friday, as I've come to find out, is a bit more complicated. It's darker. Now, the first recorded use of the term Black Friday was not applied to a holiday, but to a financial crisis, right? When the U.S. gold market on September 24th, 1869, two notoriously ruthless Wall Street financiers, Jay Gould, Jim Fisk, worked together to buy up as much as they could of the nation's gold, hoping to drive the price sky high, and then selling it for astonishing profits. On that Friday in September, the conspiracy finally unraveled, sending the stock market into a free fall and bankrupting everybody from Wall Street barons to farmers. Now, the market commonly repeated story behind the post-Thanksgiving shopping-related Black Friday traditions link it to retailers. As the story goes, after an entire year of operating at a loss, stores would supposedly earn a profit, went into the black on the day after Thanksgiving because holiday shoppers blew so much money on discounted merchandise, junk merchandise. Though it's true that retail companies used the record losses in the red, you know, and look, you can't blame the stores for this or totally blame this. We We suck it up. We buy into it. And now they have a little, what do we have, Black Monday now, too, now? Oh, sorry, Cyber Monday. So it's kind of bit into the store stuff, where some stores actually are even offering the same prices you find online, which I find interesting. I don't know how they do it, because, you know, they've got to nail it, they've got to charge tax, where some online stores don't. Right? The stores, the online stores, some of them do free shipping, some of them don't. So it's going to be tough to make that happen. I would think it would. Now, in recent years, another myth has surfaced, giving a particularly ugly twist to the tradition, claiming that that back in the 1800s, Southern plantation owners could buy slaves at a discount on the day after Thanksgiving. Though this version of Black Friday's roots have understandably led some to call for a boycott of the retail holiday, there's no fact. But we don't deal with fact today, do we? Most groups don't deal with fact. If it riles the people up, if it gets them to the streets, let's just say it. The true story behind Black Friday, however, is not as sunny as retailers might have you believe. Back in the 1950s, police in the city of Philadelphia used the term to describe the chaos that ensued on the day after Thanksgiving when hordes of suburban shoppers and tourists flooded into the city in advance of the big Army-Navy football game. It was held on that Saturday every year after Thanksgiving. The Philly cops would not be able to take the day off, but they'd have to work extra long shifts, dealing with the additional drunken crowds. Shoplifters also took advantage of, you know, the stressed police force, the amount of people around. Crazy, right? By 1961, Black Friday had caught on in Philadelphia, to extend that city's merchandise and boosters. Tried unsuccessfully to change it to Big Friday in order to remove the negative connotation. You know, I get all this. But Black Friday stuck. I'm surprised that people, again, haven't lost their minds over this. And even with misinformation, they still haven't lost their minds over it. So, anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And on top of that, you can buy the book. Yeah, I got a book out. I finally put a book out after being beat up so long over it. I finally got it together and put it out there. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And I call out the hypocrisy and stupidity of some of the things that the left does, some of the things that we do on the right, too. We can't hide from it either. I'm Joe Messina, your host. So soon, The Real Side will be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Xander Gibb will join me later on at the bottom of the hour. But some more tomfoolery when you come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You gotta buy American. Who says color TV anymore? Right? He says he's got a Sony color TV. Does anybody ever say, hey, I went out and bought a black and white television? No, because they're all color now. That's kind of funny. I've been doing the show for 8 years. First time I caught that. I'm a little slow. What can I tell you? I'm Joe Bazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That would be we'll just do a smorgasbord of stories. What do you think? Right? We'll just go through them and some of you guys have been throwing me stories for a couple of days now, not knowing that, you know, I took a little time at Turkey Day. I did record earlier in the day, but I still took a little time for family. Got to do that. Family, very important. At least in the morning, everybody wasn't all up and stuff like that, so it worked out well. Hey, Florence Henderson has died, right? Remember her as the Brady Bunch mom, and she had, you know, she did so many other things. Poor woman. She'll always be remembered as being Mrs. Brady, which is kind of sad, don't you think? But we have lost. All right, I'm not saying that we need to be like this. What am I going to say? I can't not insult anybody. So she probably will be remembered as being the mother of the most pasty white family on TV. Come on, think about it, right? So. And she was 82 years old. She lived a great life. And I know some of you aren't into all this. I'm not either. I'm not into all the hype of the entertainment world. I really not. But she was a nice lady. Like I say again. You know, she did a lot of clean, good shows. And Florence, she became the ultimate TV mom when she took on the role of Carol Brady in the 70s. The Brady Bunch. Henderson died Thursday night at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after she was hospitalized the day before. Her publicist, David Brokaw, said Henderson suffered heart failure. Family and friends had surrounded Henderson's hospital bedside. On the surface, the Brady Bunch resembled just another innocuous TV sitcom about a family living in suburban America and getting into different wacky situations every week. You know, what's funny is that it came back, you know, after it died a death there. The show came back with an audience in 74, 75. And it had, what did they have? They tried to, I don't know if they tried to bring it back. They tried to do several things with it. The Brady Bunch Hour, the Brady Bunch Brides, the Brady's in 1990. So those didn't do well. They should have just stayed with the original, right? It's very hard to capitalize on the original, don't you think? But there was always, kind of looked at it, and I see it today too. Like we got these closet, I won't call them closet conservatives, but closet traditionalists. Okay, how's that? People who long for, would really like to see some of the normality come back. And when I say normality, I mean, Don't take it the wrong way. I'm not saying that the Brady family was normal or that kind of thing is normal. When I say normality, I'm talking about family structure, simple values, doing well in school, doing your homework, being, having friends of all races, sizes, colors, whatever. Kids being stupid, getting in trouble, and having to work it through. We've lost all of that now. Now what you've got is, you know, look at what's on television. You know, one of the most popular shows on TV is a cartoon among adults, not kids, adults, The Simpsons, right? A cartoon that adults watch in large numbers that show that dad is the biggest moron on the planet and the kids are the only ones that save the day all the time. And mom is questionable. That's what we've beaten into the heads of adults and young people. And then you got what? Family Man? Not much of a Family Man, if you ask me. Another cartoon. Are we really, as adults, have we become that, dumb? Ignorant? That we love this stuff? That we have to have this stuff to feed our, I don't even know what to say, to feed our stupidity? I really don't know what to say. Anyway, but the Brady Bunch brought a different viewpoint. I mean, here you had, which was taboo in the 60s for doing a big deal, right? Were they both widows? Maybe they were. Maybe a widower, so that was okay. But here they did, they brought these kids together. Today, right, you'd have child protective services on these people for having six kids under one roof. You know, you'd bring six kids, blended family, oh my God, they'd be all over it. You can't have that many kids in a loving family. Forget that. But again, it represents what people always wanted in a loving family. That's what I think. I mean, the first show was in the late 60s. It was probably one of the first TV shows that kind of introduced the general populace to a blended family. Yeah, see, it never said, okay, just Henderson's Carol was a single mom raising three daughters. It never said that she was a widow. I didn't know that. It simply said that they were both single parents. And the eight of them became the radio. Oh, yeah, and then they had to bring in the maid because, you know, you have to have a maid. And it was just quite interesting. All I got to say was it was an interesting time, right? Anything goes. There was and then they tried to do it. It's like, why do you have to? I get mad because why do you have to ruin a good thing? It's always about the almighty buck, right? So then they come out with a Saturday TV show, cartoon, called The Brady Bunch. And why? Leave it alone. At one point, they had to have security guards for all the kids because the fans were hanging on all over them, on the doors, on their cars. They couldn't even go outside. At one time, they're so popular, they had as many fans as the Beatles, for God's sakes, locally, or in the United States. So, people long for the days, of just a simple, a simple family nucleus, a simple lifestyle. Things need to be easier for us. And I don't mean handed to us. That's not what I mean. All this, we'll get to it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello,
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back.
And sit down.
And it's left over from Turkey Day. You know, the natives are restless kind of thing. Keep your emails to yourself. I don't care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me now in probably a bit of a turkey coma like the rest of us. And, Xander, thanks so much for being with me today.
Just call me tryptophan, Joe.
You know, yesterday I think we were all sitting around. We ate early. We ate like at 2:30. I know there's going to be turkey stories all day long, but this is kind of one of those stupid ones. So we're sitting around. We all stuffed ourselves around 2:30, 3 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock at night, we're all sitting around going, why are we so hungry? We ate like pigs. What's wrong with us? And realized that we had eaten early, and even though you ate like a pig, apparently there's still room to put up the stuff. I don't know.
Oh, definitely. And the problem is, but, you know, and so my sister just said, and you get there, and there's all these kind of like nibbles and things like that. And I always think, no, I won't fill up on nibbles, I'll wait. But I was so hungry when I got there that I was eating these, some kind of dish with cream cheese and cranberries and pastry, and it was calling to me. It was like, Xander, eat more. So by the time I got to the main course, I was kind of, you know, I ate a hearty portion, but was like, I was full. And my sister's like, you want dessert now, Xander? I'm like, no, go away, no more.
Oh, hey, Zanny? I have to write that. Let me write that down.
Call me
Zanny. Oh, God. You know, I feel bad yesterday because I made lasagna. You know, I made two lasagnas, actually. So I made lasagna for the family, and, you know, my wife did the turkey and the whole nine yards, and everybody was asking for lasagna, 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 and I'm going, oh, God. You know, I feel bad because she, you know, she works hard to do all that stuff. You know, turkey My son's girlfriend always wants to come over just during Thanksgiving to have turkey. And it's like one of those fine lines where you go, okay, how long do I want to be married? Do I want to play this up or do I want to just leave it alone? And so I've learned after 17 years, I'm just going to leave it alone. Gotta make it, you know, any fun of anything on the table. So.
He's had a girlfriend for 17 years. Wow. I gotta ask you this though, Joe, because I'm like most portly gentleman and I'm a good cook. When you do your lasagna, are you traditional? Do you do like meat, pasta, white sauce, red sauce?
Kind what of is
like
this that? White like, sauce garbage? I have
a connection with it.
All right, so you'll appreciate this being on the East Coast. I have a Sicilian grandmother and I have a Northern Italian grandmother, right? You couldn't have two more different ways of cooking. So I make a meat sauce and then I go ahead and I put I have whole sausage and all that, you know, meatballs in there and everything else, and I do a heavy cheese layer. You know, and then I do the meat layer, and I put a little bit of cheese in there as well. And I slice the sausage up sideways. I don't do it in little chunks and lay it all over the place. I slice it up big. And then I put another layer on there, and then I sprinkle the mozzarella. It's not mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
If you ever ask me for mozzarella, I may slap you upside the head. It's mozzarella, okay? And put that on the top like you do pizza, a little bit of sauce, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I want the treat. I want the cheese kind of dripping out the side. You can't keep it in there kind of thing. So.
Well, I must kind of have this European ideology of lasagna, because the way I do it, I do a layer of pasta, and then on each layer I do uncooked ground turkey, because I don't use ground beef. Turkey is healthier. And I put vegetables
in
there.
Wait a minute. Like, we're talking Thanksgiving and Christmas. What is this healthy stuff? What is this?
Yeah, but wait. You haven't heard the best of it yet.
Okay.
So each layer has a layer of uncooked turkey, vegetables. Then I put on the tomato sauce, and then I sprinkle on cheese, and I do that with each layer. And I don't use a white sauce, but what I do when I finish this, and this is perfection, you should really try this, I beat half a dozen eggs, and I pour it over the top and put more cheese on. And the effect of it is similar to a white sauce, but it is just, it's out of this world.
I'll try that with a smaller one. I love trying different things like that when it comes to Italian food. The but you know, I look again. Isn't it funny how you know you talk about? I've been over people's homes where they make healthy stuff, right? So they make I make turkey meatballs. I make turkey sausages. I want to make sure you're healthy, right? What else is on the table though? Come on. Let's be honest about it. They got the sweet potato stuff on there where they've used 3.5 pounds of brown sugar on the thing, right? They got marshmallows and everything else known to mankind that'll clog your arteries. And then, you know, you go right down the list of everything else on the table that'll kill you. But we have turkey sausage and we have turkey meatballs, right?
Yeah.
And I have to keep my mouth shut just to be a nice guy, but you know, whatever.
I totally get it, but it has to be all across the board for me because I have no portion control.
Yeah.
So my ideology is the healthier it is, the kind of, you know, the more I can get away with it.
I hear you.
And so I like it to be healthy across the board, but, you know, when I'm sick or when I'm tired, I'll just pick up dinner from the drive-thru. But I've gone from doing that every night to just doing it occasionally. So I'm improving.
Yeah. Well, I told you what I did to blow off some pounds. And, you know, coming into this holiday season, it's going to be tough because there's a lot of people that are going to send you stuff that want to, you know, want you to come over and eat with them. And, you know, actually, if you don't have a whole bunch of money for your food budget, it's a great time of year. But because you know everybody wants to send you home with something too, right?
Yeah,
that kind of thing. So that's great. Yesterday I went over to the senior center, and they fed almost 400 people there.
Wow.
It's always you know, and it's not that they're destitute, but a lot of the seniors don't have any family left, or their family is you know halfway across the country. They don't fly anymore, and so it's nice to see them come out, you know, be with people and have some traditional meal to deal with. Hey, you know, for the Italians. Dean Martin, I think you know this, died on Christmas Day. So, yeah, a lot of people who just love the man, for them it's a love-hate day, right? Well, Carol Brady died yesterday. Remember her? Florence Henderson, I know, but come on. I know her as Carol Brady, poor woman. Dude, when she gets to heaven, does God go, you going by Carol or Florence? What's the deal here? But
Yeah. No, he goes, hello there, you're a lovely lady.
Yeah. God. Whoa, knew that was going to come out. Hey, so, anyway, you know, you and I haven't talked about this much, but I know when I write about it on Facebook, you know, when I write anything that says good old days, you always get those left libtards that hop on and go, oh, you mean like when we had slavery? No, not when we had slavery. When we kind of put out on TV some decent moral values, families that worked through issues that made things better. I mean, don't you kind of think, and I've never asked you this, so I don't even know where you're going to come from on this. But you know, shows like The Brady Bunch showed how family could stay together. Kind of campy, but still, you had a family, a blended family that came together and made things work. I mean, don't you miss those kind of shows?
Yeah, I do. I think that, I mean, I'm often surprised. Everyone thinks their family is kind of a little bit messed up, but I think that, you know, there are a lot of families that still kind of work on this ethos and kind of work together and really kind of, you know, do their best. by one another. You know, there are still families out there like that. But yeah, I kind of like a mixture, and people are very surprised when they say things to me like, "Oh, there's a great violent slasher movie on tonight. Will you be watching?" I'm like, "No. Why do I want to put that kind of thing in my mind?" You know, in fact, yesterday, after Thanksgiving, I sat and watched a Golden Girls marathon, which you probably would expect, but I like TV from that era.
If my wife was right now on a mic, she would let me have it. I like the Golden Girls too. My favorite person in Golden Girls is Sophia, but you can figure out why, right?
Yeah. Is it because she's a little old lady with glasses?
And she knows how to wield a knife and hide bodies, yes. There you go, right? I mean, it's a Sicilian in her. And the joke on that show was that she was the youngest person in the cast.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah, you're right. I mean, days gone by, I don't know, you know, are there people who could live together like that today? You know, four women in a house, four guys in a house that, you know, weren't involved in a relationship but were just there to be good buddies and support teams for each other? I don't know if we've lost all that, Xander. I'm the nicety of all that. Maybe I'm...
Unfortunate, but the way that families have gone, not just in America, but, you know, kind of like in the UK, too, there's not that level of family that there was, you know, even like 20, 30 years ago. And there are so many families now that are so disjointed, but I've never, you know, I'm probably someone that cares too much, even for people I don't know, even for people I've never met. But you know, that's just me. But there are some people that don't even, you know, I hear that one of my friends yesterday, who I'm not going to name, but, you know, he was saying on social media how his family had not invited him to Thanksgiving because they were concerned about, you know, kind of like who he was. And I was like, why would you do this to your kids? You know, your kid is your kid, whatever. And, you know, invite them for Thanksgiving. And if they've got issues that are that bad, why are you not helping them to get around those issues rather than ostracizing them from what should be, you know, a family occasion?
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. I always lose when we have a good conversation. I always lose track of time. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs with me.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Yeah, definitely a lazy Friday, huh? I mean, really, seriously. How many of you are sitting around rubbing your bellies right now going, oh, God, I ate way too much yesterday. Is there any turkey left in the refrigerator? I mean, seriously. We all do it. You know, I mean, but isn't it kind of goofy that we act like that? Anyway, I'll bring him right back on. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, only this week. We're just kind of being lazy, not beating up on politics. We're going to talk a little bit about politics here in a second, but we don't beat up on them. Xander, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Yeah. I have to ask you this, though, because this really concerned me yesterday. Did you hear that a local authority basically kind of, you know, hemmed in, Kansas City was, the health department, hemmed in on people trying to feed the homeless on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What have we come to when we're doing this kind of thing to the homeless? I mean, if they can't get a nice meal on Thanksgiving, we may as well pack up and go home, hadn't we?
Really? Yeah, you know, it's really a fine line there, and I don't want them in the way, but some of these cities are forcing these guys to get permits and having the food checked and all this other stuff because they don't want people getting sick. If it's an honest concern, I would like them to prove the rationale behind it. In other words, do they have a rash of people showing up at the emergency room on Thursday night because they've been poisoned during the day by these these freak food places. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what is it that causes them to want to do this? And there was a group of people in San Diego, California, a church that was fined for feeding the homeless in the park because they didn't have the proper permits. The food wasn't being checked and all that. I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, are we going to get to the point where every food bake at school, every, you know, every function, fundraiser, what have you, is going to have a permit and a food taster or something like that? I mean, seriously.
I think it's got over efficient. In England, they call it Jobsworth. They're like, they say you're just a Jobsworth. And when they have this over efficient process, it kind of just really gets in the way. And to me, ultimately, it's actually not about helping people or protecting people. It's about control. And the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, they've been feeding the homeless for so long that it's just, you know, it should just kind of be a matter of course to want to try and help people that are less fortunate than you. I mean, when I lived in London, you know, there were a lot of homeless people living on the streets in London, and people would come up to me in the street and say, you know, can you spare some change, you know, and because I'm hungry, and, you know, I would never say, look, you know, there's £5, because you don't know what they're going to spend it on, but I'd be more than happy to go into the store and buy them a sandwich and a drink and a cookie and give that to them. I mean, a couple of times I've had people say to me, no, I'd rather have the money. I'm like, well, you're not that hungry then, are you, basically?
Why? Does money taste better than meatball sub? I don't get it.
Yeah, well, right? Because you can't buy drugs or alcohol with a sandwich, can you?
No, you can't. Hey, did you hear about the Aretha Franklin's rendition of the national anthem?
No, was it any better than Roseanne?
you know, it was. I went and listened to it because a listener last night asked me what I thought about it, so I went and listened to it, and it was long. It was 4 minutes long. Now the national anthem is less than a minute, I think, if you sing it out, and even if you add some funky stuff to it. But she did the whole nightclub jazzy thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
It's like, lady, I love Aretha Franklin. I love the way she sings. I love her songs. But this was one of those things where you go, look, I know what you're trying to do, and you did too much of it. You know what I mean? So why can't people just leave stuff alone?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things that shouldn't be messed with. I've heard as a singer, sometimes I get a call and they say, can you come to this event to sing the national anthem? And I'm like, sure. But I've heard other people go to these events and they do something unnatural with something that's kind of like, you know, part of our national heritage. Just sing it for heaven's sake, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, just get it, do it and go kind of thing, right? I don't know. All this stuff, like I said, kind of goofy. I don't know if you heard that Jill Stein also, she raised more funds for a recount than she did in the entire presidential campaign. But my question is, you'd have to, she has no chance of winning. She has no chance of pulling it. I don't know what the heck she has in mind here. I don't know, you know, she wants to pull Wisconsin away from Trump. I don't understand what she's trying to do.
Well, I have a theory about that, and interestingly enough, I was actually speaking to Roseanne Barr about this a couple of days, and clearly this is just kind of like bandwagon for Hillary, because, you know, if by some miracle they ever did kind of make it out that Hillary really won, then all of these people that are grandstanding and bandstanding for Hillary Clinton would be wanting kind of like roles in her office. And I'm convinced that that's why Barry Sotero Obama was doing so much as he was for Hillary Clinton, because he wanted that SCOTUS position. He wanted to fill Anthony Scalia's position in the Supreme Court. And obviously that's not going to happen now because Hillary didn't win. Thank God. Did you say thanks to God yesterday at Thanksgiving for the fact that you didn't win?
I thank God for a whole bunch of stuff, and that was one of them, yes.
I
thank God for somebody winning who wasn't going to turn the Supreme Court on its ear. But man, I tell you what, I'm happy. I'm happy at who won. All right. I'm, what do they call it? Cautiously optimistic, you know, on who won. And want to see how, you know, there's been some choices already, and you and I were talking about during the break, there's some choices already where I'm scratching my head going, okay, how does that work? One of them being, and not even what we talked about, but one of them being Ben Carson for the HUD director. You know, I'd almost say, was that a racist choice? Because, what do you think, a black man that grew up in the ghetto would be the best guy to administer? I don't believe so. I'm not so sure that that's the right job for him. I would have thought the Surgeon General would have been much better for him.
It's funny you should say that because that's exactly what I thought, too. It's like, you know, I mean, I doubt I would ever, you know, get the call from the Donald to say, hey, Xander, we want to offer you a position. But, you know, if he called me and said, we want you to be in charge of inner cities, I'd be like, listen, Donnie, I'd love to help, but it's not my field.
That's right.
You know?
I would just say no.
I don't know anything about inner cities or you know, I guess I could learn, but for me, you know, I don't set myself up to fail. No. I get lots of weird and wonderful phone calls about what people would like me to do, you know, kind of like professionally, but I don't take on things that I don't feel incapable of doing because I'm a realist, you know?
Yep. I hear you. I look at that stuff, and but we do that in business too at times. People set up people to fail. They don't do it on purpose. They like someone. They think that maybe they can learn it, and no, they can't learn it. It's just crazy. So, anyway, I get a big kick out of them still fighting to find a way to get her in there. And it's like it's over. It's more than scary. I don't know. I look at this stuff where people, again, even the people that voted for him are not the happiest with him, but you and I don't know if you did, I shouldn't speak about for you, but I gave Obama a shot. I didn't start beating on him after he got elected. I said, nah, don't like the guy. I'm not sure as to what he's going to do, but let's let him get in the office and figure things out a little bit here.
Yeah.
They're not even letting him get in the office.
Yeah, he is.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you forget this, but when Obama first came into office, I was a Democrat. I mean, Republicans should be grateful to Obama because one thing that the Democratic that Obama's, you know, damn administration did was create some fantastic Republicans like myself.
Yes, we helped switch a lot of people. But I'll tell you what, Trump too. In the last couple of months. The amount of people to switch registrations, which I don't understand because they could have still stayed a Democrat and they could have voted Republican. And
yeah.
I think a lot of people did it as a protest, as a slap in your head to the Democrat Party saying, hey, look, we'll jump ship. If you don't get your act together, we're going to jump ship.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a bad thing because here's the thing. This is all pictorial of the fact that for the last 8 years, people who have been lifelong Democrats have actually turned around and said, Barry, you and the Dems have failed me. That's exactly what this election says. But the huge dichotomy of all of this for me, and I rub my hands together with glee when I think about it, is, you know, all of the groups that they said didn't like Donald Trump, you know, women, ethnic minorities, gays, et cetera, et cetera. These were all the ones that got him elected into office. And at the end of the day, all of these never-Trumpers had said, oh, no way, it shouldn't be him, and I'd rather vote for Hillary. We didn't need them. This was the most delicious election I think we will ever encounter.
I don't know. I think you're gleaning in somebody's misfortune, but I'm with you. So, yeah. So, no,
not yours, don't worry.
Well, you know, here's the thing I say to everybody. You know what? Give him a chance. You know, let's see what road he goes down, and then we can tear him up like we do everybody else. Quickly, let's talk. We got about 40 seconds. Where can people find you? Where can they find your show and that kind of stuff?
Everything's at xandragibb.com, but the show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And you can catch me on Facebook Live weeknights. And come and join us. You don't have to agree, but we will have some fun.
Yeah, well, you usually do. I try to catch you a few minutes before I go on my show, and always have a good time listening. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.